You're listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast.
Join us each week as we discuss life, relationships, motherhood, and everything in between.
No script, just pure chaos.
We'll be bringing some positivity, encouragement, and of course, a little bit of weird to your day.
I'm your host, Carrie.
And I'm your host, Veronica. And we are
Keeping It Weird. Welcome back to the Keeping It Weird podcast.
If you're still with us, congratulations.
Congrats.
You have the patience of a saint. Or maybe you just genuinely think that we're funny or genuinely think that we're decent human beings. And honestly, I'm here for it. I'm here for the good vibes.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe we shouldn't be so down on ourselves, like, you know, like, oh my gosh, we're idiots. I mean, we are, but like, we don't have to think that all the time.
No.
Like 10%.
There's someone out there.
Someone?
There's someone.
I'm sure there's plenty of someones who are like, you know what? These girls keep it real, and they keep it weird. I like it.
All right.
All right.
Well, I hope that's you. And if not, you can leave.
You can go, as my grandma, this is my favorite thing my grandma used to say, and it was like the ultimate comeback. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, like, how is this even possible? Me and my sister laugh so hard. You can go piss up a rope.
How
does one piss up a rope?
You can't.
I think one time she was so mad, and she said that, and Allie literally was like, how, Grandma, how do you piss up a rope? I think it was just like 12. How does one
piss up? That? Like, it's very difficult, and that's why I'm telling you to do it.
And go do it somewhere else.
I don't like you.
Go piss up a rope. Or she would, this was another good one. You can just go sit on a tack. I shouldn't want that person to like be in like a lot of pain, but just like some mild discomfort. Like, you're really upsetting me just enough to like.
That's more than mild. That would really sting.
But just a tack.
That would ruin my whole day.
Just, you go sit on a tack. It was the best. She had some good one-liners. So if you don't want to be here, you can go piss up a rope or sit on a tack.
That really
got to somebody. That was the worst. That was worse than being told to, like, go yourself.
But more than that, it really got you thinking. And you just sat there trying to figure out how one would actually pull that off.
Right. And then you're probably just angry.
I've got a mind bender for you.
Oh, gaw.
Totally off topic, but since we're talking about total brain twisters, answer me this question.
Okay.
What would happen if Pinocchio said, my nose is about to grow?
Okay, so let's break it down here. So his nose grows when he lies.
When he lies.
But he doesn't know if his nose is going to grow.
But if it's the truth,
then it won't grow.
It's not going to grow. But if it doesn't grow, it makes it a lie.
Then it's a lie. Oh my God, it's like a never ending circle.
I think he would just explode.
Oh God. Pinocchio, no.
All right, here's another one. Ready?
Oh no. He's hurt my brain.
If I sat on my own voodoo doll, would I ever be able to stand back up?
I'm going to say no. Right? Because you're sitting on it. That would be the ultimate.
If I sat on my own voodoo doll,
where do you think of these
ever
things?
Ever get like, back up again?
Do you find these on the interweb, or do you just, like, these are your 2 a.m. shower thoughts? Like, this is what boggles Carrie's mind. Not how to solve world hunger, or, like, how to, like, bring about peace, or save people from their sins. No, she wants to know, dang it, if you sit on your voodoo doll, am I stuck there?
I'm stuck forever. I'm stuck forever.
You can go piss up a rope. That's what you can do.
Oh my goodness.
So today's topic is random things. I don't know much about what she's bringing to the table here, Carrie. But speaking of random things, she has found some random, would you say they're random, or did you seek out these things?
Some of them I have seen before. Okay. Across the interwebs.
Okay.
And some of them I found.
Okay.
But they are Amazon reviews.
Oh gosh, I've seen some pretty funny ones.
Yeah, so
I love Amazon. Who doesn't use Amazon?
Everybody I know uses Amazon. And I hope that you read the reviews before you purchase a product. I know I do.
I don't.
Make sure. Oh, you don't?
I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I know you do. So why am I going to read them?
Oh, my gosh. So
I read zero reviews on everything that had to do with this podcast.
Well, that's fine if you know that I'm going to read it, but stuff that you're getting yourself.
Nope, don't read them.
You should definitely read the reviews.
I'm just like, good luck. Especially
if it's like clothes and it's like, nope. Hey, this runs small. You read all that important information in the reviews.
Sure don't.
But not just that. Sometimes you find some real gems.
I'm missing gems.
You are.
I'm missing gems. See, that's where I'm upset. I'm not going to read the reviews because I'm just one. I'm way too impulsive to read a review. Because if I read the review, then the potential of me not wanting to buy that thing decreases, right? Because then I'm
not
like, well,
always. If the reviews are good.
Yeah, but what if it's
mostly
not?
Mostly good.
But what if it's not?
Okay, well.
Then my impulse can't be satisfied.
Okay, then you're good. You're just going to miss out. Or I'll read you them when I find them.
There you go.
When I come across
them. Or you can read my reviews.
Sometimes the internet can be so incredibly toxic, as we all know. But sometimes it is a gold mine.
Sometimes it just gives you happiness.
Sometimes it is a gold mine. So I'm going to read some Amazon reviews.
Okay, first I want to see the product.
Okay.
Without looking at the review. I just want to see it.
Okay.
And I'm gonna describe to the listeners here what we're looking at.
All right.
Okay. First one is gummy bears. But it looks like a really big bag of gummy bears. Mm-hmm. And it's Haribo, right? Haribo? Haribo?
I don't know,
but it's like the popular brand of, I love gummy bears. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I could eat some gummy bears. Blech. That's the problem though, is like, I can't keep them around because boom, like this whole bag, this looks like a massive bag of, I would eat that. Okay. And they're multicolored, looks like just the original multicolored gummy bear.
Yes, and these are actually sugar-free.
Okay.
So, this review is 1 star.
Oh.
Given by Christine.
Okay,
Christine gave this product 1 star.
Let me tell you why. Let me hear why you gave this a 1 star. Let me hear it.
You have to, in order to leave a review, you have to put a title for your review.
Oh, no.
And the title for this review, for these gummy bears, is Just Don't.
Oh.
Unless it's a gift for someone you hate.
What did they do to her?
Okay. So here's her review. Oh, man. Words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. The gummy bear, quote-unquote, cleanse. If you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, enjoy. If you are like the dozens of people that tried my order, run. First of all, for taste, I would rate these a 5.
Out of what?
I'm
going to just average scale out of 10?
I don't know. She said, so good. So maybe 5 out of 5? I don't know. I would rate these a 5. So good. Soft. True to taste. Fruit flavors like the sugar variety. I was a happy camper.
I love the was part in there.
But.
Oh, here we go.
And in parentheses she says, or should I say, but, B-U-T-T. Not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose.
Oh, no.
I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I have ever imagined.
Oh, no.
Cramps, sweating, bloating beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside me.
I wonder if she just had an adverse reaction to the sugar-free substance.
I don't know.
These little happy gummy bears don't seem that sad, right? Like, their little faces?
The only way to know would be to read...
To buy them.
No!
Oh, okay.
To read
no.
other reviews.
The only
way... I want to try it for myself. Are you kidding me?
I kind of...
That's your first reaction to try... I want to see if it happens to me.
The only way to figure this out, to buy them. No!
Wrong.
Run, Veronica. Not to it, from it.
That's like those memes about like you and your therapist. And what should you do in this situation?
And what do we do when someone says hi? You tell them your whole life story. No!
No. What do you do when someone has a GI explosion? You try it for yourself? No.
What do you do when someone says, ew, this smells? Smell it. No. I'm that person. They're like, oh, this smells terrible smell. I will go. Knowing all the information I needed to know if it smelled was given to me, but I'm still, that smells.
Oh, yep. My goodness. Okay.
Moving on.
Yep, moving on.
Let me see the next product.
All right.
Okay, so this looks like a cover, like you would put like a phone, like if you were to go to a beach, like that, like plastic bag you can put around your neck. But I see the word Kindle in cover protective bag. Okay, so this is just a bag that protects your Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like a waterproof.
Like a waterproof bag. Kindle bag. Like you go to the beach. Most mm-hmm. I've seen mm-hmm. so many people with their Kindles. For our beach trip, I was going to bring my Kindle. Do I need this? Let's find out.
Let's find out. Okay, so this was a review left by Ben.
All right, Ben.
He did give it 5 stars.
Okay.
Got this for the mother-in-law for bath time, hoping it would be crap. Her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her.
How very dare him.
But so far, this bloody thing is staying in one piece. Great for waterproof kindling, crap for murder. Oh my God. So, I guess overall it is a sturdy product and you should purchase.
I should purchase. Unless,
this is why you read the review.
Unless I'm out for murder, Ben. Jeez. You know what? If Ben's mother-in-law is listening, don't ever accept a gift from him. He may send her the gummy bears.
No, I think she should accept gifts because he's obviously terrible at murder. He just gives her stand-up products.
Stand-up anti-murder products. He could give her the gummy bears.
He could.
Yeah, that might.
That would do something.
10 out of 10 would not recommend for murder.
All right, here's the next one.
Okay, let me see it. Okay. Glitter. Oh, gosh. For arts and crafts activities, this can't be good. Anything glitter is a terrible thing. Actually, my mother-in-law gave me glitter, and she's like, you can have this if it never re-enters this building. I was like, then why are you giving it to me? This is the only place I'm going to use glitter. I'm a preschool teacher. Mm-hmm. Don't give me glitter. I just threw it away because I hate glitter.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so I can't imagine what this person. That looks a pretty big thing of glitter.
It looks big. It looks big. Let me see. This is 16 ounces.
That's a decent size thing.
That's a pretty substantial.
That's not arts and crafts. That's JoJo Siwa glitter.
So, JoJo Siwa.
That's what she uses to get, like, ready in the morning.
Right, right. Okay, so this is a 5-star review.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Left by Brian. And the title
is... Why is Brian getting glitter?
Oh, we're about to find out.
Great.
This title is great for more than just arts and crafts.
I'm uncomfortable.
Let's see what he's going to use this glitter for. So I wake up in the middle of the night in my 2-bedroom apartment. I find my roommate passed out face down on the wooden floor. I think nothing of it and go back to sleep.
What?
The next morning, I wake up to go to work, and there is a homeless guy asleep on my couch. My roommate woke up still drunk and had made friends with a bum. And this is the second time he let a stranger off the street just stroll in and pass out.
I love that.
Great. You are probably thinking, what does this have to do with my arts and crafting?
I do. I am a little perplexed right now. Hopefully revenge.
Well, I bought this product and proceeded to cover everything my roommate owns in glitter.
Oh no.
Every t-shirt, every book, every pair of shoes, his bed. I covered his entire life in glitter. He will have glitter in every crevice of his existence until he dies.
Oh my gosh.
Did some track out all over my apartment? Yes. Does the carpet look like a Care Bear farted all over it? Yes. Did he threaten to kill me? Sure. But will he ever let another stranger sleep on the couch? No. Will I ever have to worry about a random guy off the street murdering me in the night?
No.
All the security for just $12.44. Unbelievable staggering value. Cannot recommend enough.
But here's my thought process here. It's like, that's just pure evil. He sought out that glitter.
Dude, how would you like to wake up to a bum on your couch?
Okay, I wouldn't love it.
A stranger who you don't know if they have any morals or, you know.
I mean, okay, I get the safety concern.
He could have done a lot worse than glitter.
I mean, he could have kicked it. I'm surprised that he didn't just kick him out. Like, that's, I think after the first time, I'd be like, all right, you do that again, you out.
Dude, have you seen rent prices? Glitter is cheaper. Keep your roommate and cover him with glitter.
You know what? If you're not going to abide by these rules, I'm just going to glitter you, okay? But, like, this man, like, I can just picture him, like, seething, just so angry at 2 a.m. And it's just, bro, what am I going to do? I just want to kill him, but I can't because murder. Can't do. Wait a minute.
Glitter.
Oh, my gosh. Glitter. And this man bought $12 worth of glitter and just was probably cackling as he was doing it.
I mean, it was probably a lot of fun. I mean, I would like to do that
to someone.
He was probably skipping around. You know, you do little things like that, though.
What? I do not.
Yes, you do.
Yes, like, you do. Glitter people?
No, you do, like, really dumb, irritating things that, like, you can't just get rid of, like, right away. It's not, like, a quick, like, fix. It's, like, chips underneath my pillow. So I'm sleeping in crumbs for the weekend. I never got those crumbs out. You put chips. This girl, I don't remember what I did to you, but apparently it was bad enough for you to sneak into my room during a retreat and put not a bag of potato chips, but actual chips underneath. She like crumbled them underneath my pillow. And I slept in a bed of crumbs for 2 nights.
Well, we were in the mountains and it was just enough to attract a bear.
It's like, what kind of evil person puts glitter on everything or chips underneath your pillow?
He's my kind of person.
You. I remember that. I was like,
I understand this man.
I was like, why would you? I knew exactly who did it. Amy was looking at me. I went to go late, crunch, and I go, oh, I was going to take a nap. You know, it's just like, I'm working hard all weekend, crunch, and I like sit up and I just whiff some potato salt. that smells delicious. And Amy's looking at me like, what's going on? And I, like, threw my pillow open and I was like, Carrie.
Just wanted you to have a snack for later.
No, you wanted me to suffer. It's like kneeling. You know, sleeping in crumbs is like kneeling on rice. That's what it feels like.
Oh, my gosh.
No matter how much you go, it doesn't go away. No much you know how much you have to vacuum glitter? There's going to still be glitter there.
Yep.
I guarantee you, I'm going to go back up to the mountains in September.
It's going
to
be
I'm going to still find those crumbs. They never go away. All right. You know what? You and Brian, you are one and the same.
All right. Here's the next one.
All right. So this is the beach behemoth. Is that how? Is that what it is? Behemoth? Okay. The beach behemoth giant 12-foot beach ball. That's a massive ball.
It's a massive ball.
That's a mat. Like, they've put a dude next to it for scale. Mm-hmm. And I love how he's just like, I'm next to this ball and I love it. Like, he's like,
he's happy.
He's here for it. He's like, I got this call from my agent and I could not get here fast enough. This is the ad for me.
Were you at VBS this past summer? We actually had one of those balls in the
I was in the kitchen. Oh, I didn't venture. Yeah. I was in my happy place.
The funniest part was watching like the little kids play with it because it completely bowled them over.
I was
going
to say, and die. It
knocked them over. It was hilarious.
No wonder Charlie didn't want to go back.
Yeah, so this
She's
is
been
the...
rolled over by this behemoth ball.
The beach behemoth. 12-foot beach ball. Okay. It does exist.
Okay.
2 stars.
Oh, no.
Given by a man named Reed.
Jeez. Oh, these men, like, where do they find this time?
They're hilarious.
I bet you they're doing it, like, when they're going poop. Leaving
on
reviews.
On the toilet, yes.
Leaving reviews.
Absolutely. All right. So this one is called A Fun Way to Ruin a Weekend and Blow $100. These balls are $100 a piece. That's how big they are. It's $100 for a beach ball.
Who's got $100 for a beach behemoth? Apparently our church does.
Right. All right, here's the review. We took this ball to the beach, and after close to 2 hours to pump it up...
Oh, my gosh.
We pushed it around for about 10 fun-filled minutes.
I'm sorry, you took this to the beach?
It's a beach ball.
Okay, but not... come on.
Okay.
It's massive. You don't bring that kind of thing to the beach.
This man is probably... I don't know how old he is. Okay, that was when... The wind picked it up and sent it hurtling down the beach at about 40 knots. It destroyed everything in its path. Children screamed in terror at the giant inflatable monster that crushed their sandcastles. Grown men were knocked down trying to save their families.
I'm just imagining this ball, like, done. Like, no one's afraid
crushing,
of this shark.
Crushing dreams. The faster we chased it, the faster it rolled. It was like it was mocking us. Eventually, we had to stop running after it because its path of injury and destruction was going to cost us a fortune in legal fees. Rumor has it that it can still be seen stalking innocent families on the Florida panhandle. We lost it in South Carolina, so there is something to be said about its durability.
Just imagine being on the beach and you just, like, see the shadow, like, looming over slowly and you're just, like...
Little kids screaming and crying. When I tell you I peed my pants reading this review for the first time, I think I've shared it on social media in the past because I just laughed and laughed and laughed. This is one of the best reviews of all time.
I just want to know what was going through this poor man's head when he was like, yeah, I'm going to take this to the beach. This is a good idea.
Oh my gosh. 20,865 people found this review helpful.
They're probably just now, like, instead of Bigfoot hunters, now they're just behemoth ball hunters.
It's rumored that it's still it's still going.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I would pay money to see that. I would pay money. I'd probably pay $100 to see that.
I would, too.
I would probably pay $100 just to sit back and watch that. I would have paid money
just to read that review and get that laugh, but I got it for free.
Oh, my God.
And that's what you're missing out on, not reading reviews, lady.
But you know what? I have such a good friend in you that you not only read them for me, but you bring them to my attention and read them to me. I didn't even have to read those.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Got two more.
It's a horse head mask, and it's that head mask that you're thinking of that's all over the interwebs of TikTok. And
okay, so this is a 5-star review.
Okay.
Of this horse head.
Hmm.
And the title is "My Transformation Is Complete."
Oh. It's 2020. You can be, or it's 2024. You can do.
And you can be a horse.
You can be a horse.
It is day 87, and the horses have accepted me as one of their own. There's more.
There's an adult out there
who wrote this. Yes. I have grown to understand and respect their gentle ways. Now I question everything I thought I once knew.
Can I please see a picture of this horse head one more time? This is somewhere in a field. This is fine. Oh.
Okay, I gotta start over. It is day 87, and the horses have accepted me as one of their own.
And it's the horse head that looks like that!
I have grown to understand and respect their gentle ways. Now I question everything I thought I once knew. And fear I am no longer capable of following through with my primary objective. I know that those who sent me will not relent. They will send others in my place, but we will be ready.
So now he's an actual horse. With that.
They've accepted him as one of their own. Oh, man.
Could you imagine this, like... He's, like, legit, like, grazing. And these other horses are like, what the...
I guess we'll keep him.
Now we just feel bad. It reminds me, instantly takes me back to the Ace Ventura when he's in the rhino suit.
Yes.
He like legitimately thinks, I'm in. I'm in. That's all I needed.
Oh my gosh. So amazing.
I think the best vision that I've got going on right now is like, that's all that he has on. Like, he's just got regular clothes on, and it's just...
It's just the head. No other costume.
I'm in. They have no I'm clothes. In. Joke's on you guys.
He's I don't just giggling inside. All right. Here's the last one.
Okay. It's a t-shirt. It is a 3 wolf moon shirt, and it's literally, like, 3 massive... heads of wolves howling at the moon.
Yes.
What could someone possibly, like...
write about it?
Right. It's just, it's one of those, like, t-shirts that, like, Alaskans wear when they turn, like, 65. It's, those are the things, like, you just put, like, Alaska on there, and, like, that's a tourist t-shirt right there.
So this, I think these reviews for this shirt are actually very well known. So people, like, listening to this may already know what I'm going to say. Because I think this is, like, they've turned this into, like, a meme.
A thing?
Yeah, it's, like, a thing.
I've never even seen that t-shirt.
Yeah, I didn't either before I saw this, but...
So we're in for a treat.
We're in for a treat. Apparently, the shirt's viral explosion increased the shirt's sales by 2,300%.
Are you kidding me?
So it's, like, gone, like, viral. Like,
that's what we're capable. I said the human race, but that's what we choose to do with our power.
All right. Well, here's a review. You ready?
Okay.
5 stars.
Great.
This item has wolves on it, which makes it intrinsically sweet and worth 5 stars by itself. But once I tried it on, that's when the magic happened. After checking to ensure that the shirt would properly cover my girth, I walked from my trailer to Walmart.
Oh, good.
With the shirt on, and was immediately approached by women. The women knew from the wolves on my shirt that I, like a wolf, am a mysterious loner who knows how to howl at the moon from time to time. The women that approached me wanted to know if I would be their boyfriend and or give them money for something they called meth. I told them no, because they didn't have enough teeth, and frankly, a man with a wolf shirt shouldn't settle for the first thing that comes to him.
Okay, is he talking about my family right now?
Oh my gosh!
I okay, guys.
Okay, there's more.
Oh, good.
I arrived at Walmart, mounted my courtesy scooter, because walking is such a drag, sitting side saddle so that my wolves would show. While I was browsing tube socks, I could hear asthmatic breathing behind me. I turned around to see a slightly sweaty dream in sweatpants and flip-flops standing there. She told me she liked the wolves on my shirt. I told her I wanted to howl at her moon.
Ew.
She offered me a swig from her Mountain Dew, and I drove my scooter with her shuffling alongside out the door and into the rest of our lives. Thank you, wolf shirt. Pros. Fits my girthy frame, has wolves on it, attracts women. Cons, only 3 wolves. Could probably use a few more on the guns. Cannot see wolves when sitting with arms crossed. Wolves would have been better if they glowed in the dark.
Oh, too much, too soon, man. I really do feel like that was like my whole childhood.
Gosh.
I'm not even kidding. If he'd only said we rolled away into, like, the trailer park, that would have just been the icing on the cake.
Into the rest of their lives.
Into the rest of this trailer park. Where can I buy this shirt?
I know. It's on Amazon.
Oh, praise God. I love Amazon, man. The things you can find on Amazon.
But that's just one review.
Of millions?
There are apparently a ton of reviews on this shirt.
My
that
face
are just
hurts.
Insane. So... if there's a lesson to be learned here today.
Buy the wolf shirt.
It's read the reviews.
Oh,
you
yeah,
never
that too.
Know what you are going to find.
I'm still cackling about the images that are now circling in my head of this man in a horse mask.
In the horse head.
In the horse head. But that's it. Like
he's,
normal,
right,
normal clothes. And he's just like.
Just the horse head.
He says, I'm in.
I'm one with them.
And then my family wearing that shirt. That's cool.
Read the reviews.
And then immediately you said, if you've learned nothing from these gummy bears, you should buy them. No.
No.
Read the reviews, dog.
Always read the reviews.
I might buy that shirt.
And you know what?
What size do you wear?
This should also inspire you to leave good reviews. Just entertain someone. Tell the truth. But entertain, man.
I leave reviews when something's really good. I don't actually leave reviews on products. I leave reviews on people, like services,
okay,
restaurants, so not and stuff Amazon. Like that. Okay. No, I don't. Actually, I think I've left a few on Amazon, but they weren't nearly as good as that.
Yeah. So this should encourage everybody
to apparently read the reviews.
Read reviews.
Or find you a friend that will read them for you.
Yes. Fine.
Well, hopefully that made you guys laugh and those images will now circle in your head.
Forever.
And Carrie will go ahead and link the products below for you to buy, especially the Woof. You've got to at least link that t-shirt. You got to do it.
Well, I'm definitely, at the very least, I'm going to post pictures of all these things to the Instagram so people can see the picture of the horse head.
Just the glory that is these amazing products that have brought the
joy to our lives.
The joy. Well, I appreciate that, Carrie. That was much needed, and that was good. That was good. So, yeah, you know what? Read the reviews, people. You might learn a thing or two, or you may cry laugh. Either one.
I know I did.
I know. Either one, I think, is a win-win. But if you guys have some good reviews that you've either left or that you've come across that are just too good to not share, please share.
I would love to see them.
I would love to. And maybe we'll do another episode on Amazon reviews and go through some of the ones that you guys have listed. Go ahead and head over to our Instagram, the Keeping It Weird Show.
At Keeping It Weird Podcast.
Psych. Go ahead and head over to our podcast. You know what? You can just say that. I'm having a stroke.
Oh, my God. Head over to the Instagram.
Yep.
At Keeping It Weird Podcast.
Yep. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know some reviews. Send us some good reviews on our website and stuff like that. But we really appreciate you guys listening. And we'll see you guys next time.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you liked us, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. See you next time.